Yud Gimel Nissan, Sunday the 24th of March, Rabbi Yossi David, Bedikas Chometz.
It's not simple to agree to give a shiur. I know there was a no shiur next to my name. So many people understood it's just a hoax, and it said Yud Gimel Adar. The Chlal, to agree, but so far, he asked me such a long time ago, that then I didn't know how problematic it'll be. But anyway, in a cold wintry day to come and give a shiur like that. It says, Motzi Asirim Bakosharot, Kosh Baruch Hu looked for the best possible month to take the Eden out of Mitzrayim. But definitely not in England. They were Mitzrayim. Yeah? So, still, V'yata Ben Chorin Lipotzo Bimeno. Rav Shimshon Finkos is Yoltzad is today. Don't know if you've heard of him. Big Baal Ashkofa. Big Baal Musa, which unfortunately he got to be known more after he was Nifter than like many of our Rishonim. Yeah? And he passed away and he'd given Nissan, tragically. A car accident, him, his wife, his daughter. It was a terrible, I remember it's a terrible story. And he writes something very interesting. Don't make hard, work hard for you today. Who asked? Someone asked for that favor, and I don't know. And he writes something which he wrote. I wish I had the letter in front of me. It's brought down in the Agdom of his Purim Chelek, which they brought out afterwards from cassettes and from his manuscripts. And also in the Agdom of Pesach, it's brought down as well, the preface. Something which he wrote himself about how effort, putting effort into preparation of Pesach is so significant to get the taste of Pesach during Pesach. How important it is. And he writes a story that when he was in Brisk, a young Voch in Brisk, probably lived in America, came to London, there, he was sharing a flat with other roommates, and obviously everyone goes back to the homes during Ben Azmanim. He happened to be the only one who stayed in the flat. So obviously the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz is on him. And the halacha says it requires to tidy up the house, and after the Bedikas Chometz, like the Mordechai says, the Ramo brings it, you have to tidy up your rooms and your houses before you do the Bedikas Chometz. That's unfortunately how Bedikas Chometz takes so long, because half the time you're busy putting things in place, yeah, or finding things which we lost. But it's interesting, the Gemara brings a story about Mokum Sakana, but maybe he lost something and he go and fetch it. But Bedikas Chometz, we usually find anything which we may have lost. And he writes that he was very tired after the Bedikas Chometz. It took him a few hours. He was so weak. He sat on the armchair, on a chair, whatever, reclining, whatever chair was there. And he was saying to himself, he had that sense of satisfaction. I've done what Chazal required of me. I've done Bedikas Chometz. Whether it's the Raisa like Rashi says, or whether it's Hashas like Tosfos says, I've done it. All of a sudden he remembered that he forgot to check the loft. There's a loft. There's a top floor, which they hardly ever go into that top floor, but who knows? Perhaps he didn't go in, perhaps his friends went in, perhaps his Chometz hidden there. He doesn't know. Yes, no, yes, no. Until he said, you know what, the halacha says, you have to, no, gag, you have to, if it's used, it's not used, you have to go back. He goes up, takes the ladder, goes up there to the loft, and the mess he saw over there was terrible, says Rav Shimshon. He writes that in his letter. He gets, so he says, what? The Ramah says, v'tzerech l'chaved es ha'chadorim, you have to tidy up, so first we have to tidy up before we start the dikas. He takes a bucket of rabzan, takes a bucket of water, starts cleaning up the loft. After he finishes the bdikah, he says, it was the middle of the night. He was so weak, he says, how will I get up bichlal tomorrow? And how will I do the seder night? He says, on that year, this is when he was a bochur, and he's writing this in his letter. Probably never knew it would be published like that. And he writes, he never experienced a better Pesach than that Pesach. The Leila Seder, he got some energy, some koyach, he doesn't know from where. And he says he never experienced such a Yetzias Mitzrayim, such a Pesach as the whole of the Pesach. He says after the Seder night, he continued. He started schmoozing and learning with people. He says he wouldn't go to sleep. He says he doesn't know where he got the koyach from. But we know, the Mishnah says, the Fumtzar Agah. The more person works, the more schar, not only in Shemayim, also here. If you want to know the significance of a mitzvah,
put an effort to the mitzvah. If you want the mitzvah to protect you, if you want a mitzvah to be a mitzvah which will follow you, which you'll enjoy, which you will appreciate, then work for it. So he says that's what Rosh Hashanah, and he was Niftan Yud Gimel Nissan. This happened on Yud Gimel, and he was Niftan Yud Gimel Nissan. Who knows how much he was in the Rambam, how much a person has to make preparation for Olam Haba. But that's a very interesting story I read, B'Shem Rosh Hashanah Finkus. Now, I touched on a few topics, maybe we'll touch on this morning, all relevant to Bdikas Chometz. Since tonight, we're getting ready for a special mitzvah that comes from year to year. There's an interesting Bes Yosef which brings an argument, Balaitul, and other Yishayim, and the Rosh, whether you say Shechiyanu or Bdikas Chometz, or you don't say Shechiyanu or Bdikas Chometz. I'm sure you've heard about the topic of Shechiyanu or Bdikas Chometz, but there's a slight... The Pri Chodesh argues with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch's conclusion is that you don't say Shechiyanu on Bdikas Chometz. The Rosh says you rely on the Bdikas Chometz which you do, on the Shechiyanu which you're going to do in the Regel. Similar to like the Gemara says, someone who makes a sukkah for himself, who makes a lulav for himself, he can rely, Rav Kahana Mesad Le'akosa, he makes on the Kos Kiddush, on the Shechiyanu which you make on Yom Tov, you cover the sukkah, which the mitzvah of the sukkah, and the Shechiyanu you're going to say in the lulav the next day, we'll cover on the Shechiyanu. So therefore, says the Rosh, similar to that, the Shechiyanu you're going to say on the matter of the Seder, the Kiddush, will cover the Bdikas Chometz from the Shechiyanu as well. But the Pri Chadash asks a question on the Rosh. He says, I don't understand you. Mele there you can say, because the mitzvah hasn't yet taken place. You build a sukkah, it's quite fine. You haven't yet done the mitzvah. So yeah, you can say Shechiyanu because you're starting with it. So what you say, postpone it to the regel, because you're going to mekayim the mitzvah on sukkah. You're going to mekayim the mitzvah on lulav. So do the Shechiyanu then, and I'll cover it. But Bdikas Chometz, the mitzvah is expired before Pesach comes in. The Chiyuv Bdika takes place only on the night of the 14th, maximum in the day. The Bir Chometz takes in the day. And it's expired, finished. The next Shechiyanu you're going to make at night is on the Yom Tov. Good question. And the Pri Chodesh has the courage of paskening Lemaisa that you say Shechiyanu on Bdikas Chometz tonight. We don't hold like that. Mishabura doesn't hold like that. No, none of the Achreim hold like that. But the Pri Chodesh brings it. Perhaps, I thought maybe connected, maybe perhaps, something which is a form of an ashchosa that you have to burn. A person hasn't got that simcha whilst he does the mitzvah. Where's my raya? There's a question whether a bar mitzvah boy should say Shechiyanu when he becomes bar mitzvah. Should he say Shechiyanu or not? First time he accomplishes mitzvahs, first time, this Gemara Menachos, we talks about the Kohen, the first time doing a mincha, with his Shechiyanu, and the Or HaChaim and his Sefer Peter explains that the Shechiyanu there is for being now a bar avoider. So, someone who can do avoider, so therefore you say Shechiyanu. The question is, someone who turns the mitzvah, he's got so many new mitzvahs to do. Why do we make Shechiyanu? Why doesn't he make Shechiyanu? You ever come across an opinion which shows you don't make Shechiyanu in tefillin because you killed an animal for it? You heard of such a thing? Huh? Anyway, it's a very, very weak source. On shoes. The source is on shoes. Not say, what happened? The Ramah writes. It doesn't even talk about Shechiyanu. The Ramah and Ilchas Shechiyanu writes. There used to be a minhag when someone wore something new, he said, Tevale v'titchadesh. Yeah? Let it wear out and you should be mechadesh, a new one. So he says, not on shoes, because what you're saying, you're blessing him, you should wear out, and you should wear it until he wears out, and kill another animal. That's what the Ramah says. So he says, the meaning was not to say this compliment of Tila, but they say, by Shechiyanu. One of the Achronim drags it into Shechiyanu and Tfilim, or any leather garment. He says, don't say on a leather garment. They had to kill an animal for that. So don't say Shechiyanu. This has not become political, yeah? So, I had to start with synthetic now. Yeah? But, interesting, so, there's no really it's a weak source. One of the Achronim drags it in and says, you know what, in leather you shouldn't say because you have to kill an animal. The Ramah is not saying that. The Ramah says, don't say Tibalev Techadesh, or something else. Don't wish him that he should wear out and he should buy a new one. He should wear it until he wears out. Not until you wear out.
Yeah?
That's a compliment which you give someone, so don't give it because it doesn't sound right. But Shechiyonu, you have to thank Kosh Baruch. It's already been killed, the animal. It's already been done. Whether it was shechted for meat, it was shechted for that. You say Shechiyonu, and also the Raya on Shechita, where you say Shechiyonu on Shechita or not, the first time someone shecht. Anyway, going back to the Bar Mitzvah boy who says Shechiyonu and doesn't say Shechiyonu, there's an interesting Bach. Yeah, the beginning of Rachaim. He asks, why on a talis, on a new talis, you say Shechiyonu? Why in Tfilin you don't say Shechiyonu? You know what the Bach says? There's so many warnings wearing Tfilin. You have to have a Rosh Naki, a Guf Naki, so many conditions to wearing Tfilin. That although there's a Simcha and the Mitzvah here, but it comes Mahul, it comes blended with a bit of effort, no, too much effort, too many worries. So the Simcha is not Shem, Rabbi Rachaim Palladi says, if you took him more, you say Shechiyonu, but you buy a new house, no? So he writes that on a mortgaged house, if you borrow money, you carry on paying your mortgage, this is what the Simcha is not Shem, you still have to pay the bill. So I thought maybe even you've paid fully the mortgage, you bought a house with all your money, you still have to pay bills. But that's what it doesn't say. Well, Chaim Falaji says, anything you buy on a credit card, or anything which you buy and you're still bringing payments for, you shouldn't say Shechiyonu, because your Simcha is not Shalom, you still have to cough up, you still have to pay. Yeah? Even a coat! Because you're still paying for it. You're still paying for it, your Simcha is not complete. So perhaps, says the Bach, that's the Chiluk. When you wear a talis, there's no warning. Can you even go to the bathroom? And this is a talis shemitzvah, which you have miyachet for tefillah, then you can't go into the bathroom. But generally, a talis is the beggar's garment. There's not too many warnings. You don't have a rosh naki and a guf naki to wear a talis. But tefillin comes with a lot of azhoras, a lot of warnings. So therefore, so perhaps the bar mitzvah, if he gets, he becomes a bar mitzvah. It's only not only the mitzvah zaseh which he gets. He also has to bar mitzvah lo zaseh. And also very worried about how to do. So therefore, his simcha is a bit. He has to get up now and up in time for davening, he has to join a minyan, in Mikdash, you know, it comes with, Mahul comes blended with a few problems, so-called problems, yeah, until he grows up and realizes no problems. Perhaps Shechiyonu B'dikas Chametz might be a similar idea. We are told to go and take, it's become a terrible thing today, everybody sells everything, yeah. The beer chametz is barely down on the 10 little pieces. Had the Arizal had no other minhag, the Ramon not bought other minhag, we wouldn't burn anything today. Yeah, you know, the Maharil says if you don't find anything in B'dikas Chometz, you should burn the plate. The Pri Chodesh catches the Maharil and says, where did you get this from? Yeah, you don't find Chometz, you go and burn your plate? Baltashis, how can you do such a thing? The Gaon brings a source from the Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah said they used to have a minute to shake pomegranates, torat. If you don't have arba minim, he says, perhaps that's the source where the Maharil says, at least burn the plate. They shouldn't forget that you have to burn something. So today's world, how can we burn? We don't like burning anything. You have half a packet of spaghetti, they put in the cupboard to sell. As if that's going to save them. Yeah, you've got a loaf of bread in the freezer. Oh, we make a shelf. All this mechiras chometz, you have to know, it's not such a simple matter to keep inside the house. Some opinion holds, if you sell the chometz, then you have to take it out of the house. That's why Shukran said, goy, which is not in your house. What does it mean? Who cares whether the goy is in your house or not? It means you take a chometz and you move it to a goy who's not in your house. Loib gilivine. It was yours. You're planning to buy it back. You open the freezer. You've got two shelves of chametz there. It's, what's going on here? Anyway, so because chametz comes with an effort, you have to burn things which you've bought with your money. You have to burn bread. You have to burn this. You have to burn. So perhaps the simcha and this mitzvah, although it comes from time to time, from year to year, and you should say Shechiyonu. So perhaps that's also a reason you should. I haven't seen this written anyway. But perhaps since it's a Maisa Ashchosa, although it's not an Ashchosa which the Torah regards an Ashchosa, it's a mitzvah to do, it's a chiyuv to do, and you should be privileged to do it, but still, a person is attached to what he's earned a lot, that he finds it difficult, perhaps the Shechiyonu, the Simcha is not so Shalom, so perhaps according to that idea, maybe we can understand. I was asked an interesting question, when a person can do B'dikas Chometz on Plag Mincha. Interesting question. Plag Mincha. Do we have to wait for Laila Mamash, for the night, properly to do B'dikas Chometz? Person is rushed, some people have got flights, taking flights, Exodus, it's just with Sai, one of the Chag, that you leave your home for Pesach. Huh? Do the night before, but you can do a Plag Mincha. Could you? Night before, so simple? Are you losing the Brocha? Are you gaining the Brocha? We have to know. We're going to start talking about the night before first. By the way, some Peskim hold you shouldn't make on a torch B'dikas Chometz. Why?
Although majority of Poskim hold you could do it. If you don't have any candle, you should do it on a torch. There's no problem. You can start your bdikah with a candle and finish off with a torch. There's no problem. Even make a bracha on a torch. But I've seen some of the Poskim hold that on torches you shouldn't. If you look at the Gemara, Pashas Pshat in the Gemara, we're going to start to extend to find out the finan chippus mechippus, metzia mimetzia, and until it gets to achapis at Yerushalayim b'neira. Yeah? I will look for it. Seems to be that there's a big Indian. We don't know what to be meoirer, what to be awakened in Shemayim by taking a candle of Pesach on the Leil of Gimel with a candle made of flame. It reminds the Kodesh Baruch Hu of the Apostle Messiah Chabbos at Yerushalayim. So I wouldn't be so quick over forgoing on the candle. Yeah, not to make an industry out of it, but yeah, today they sell you the feather, the spatula, the Chabbos at Yerushalayim b'Nerot. I will look at it. Rabbi Zakosh Baruch Hu wants to bring Gula. He's going to look at it for Yerushalayim. And we're saying that with the darkness we're in, and Zakosh Baruch Hu is going to use a candle. So anyway, but the consensus seems to be from the Achrayim in the head of the Shem Roshem Yizam Anoy Bachad, the Shem Roshem El Yoshev, that if you don't have a candle, you should do it with a torch, and preferably some people find it more comfortable to do with a torch. Anyway, going back to the idea of plagues, the reason why I'm bringing this is the chiyuv of doing Le'or HaNer, the importance of doing it at the night, and not the daytime, and perhaps not even before Nacht, on the night of the 13th. Generally, night of the 14th, before Nacht. Now, generally there's an argument amongst the Rishonim whether a person wants to do Bdika. When Chazal said, Lel Arba Asa Beit Kinesa Chomet Lel Ana, if I want to do the mitzvah night earlier, am I entitled to do so? Or must I do it on the night of the 14th? So on daytime, on day 13th, now someone wants to go, he doesn't want to leave it for the night. Who knows what's going to happen at night? It's a dangerous zone. You may be tired, you may go to sleep. You want to do it early. Could you do it early, or could you not do it early? So on that, we find the machlokes. The Beis Yosef brings Ran. The Ran brings the Balamon, which brings, if you wish to bring the Bdika early, bring it forward to the day of the 13th, you're allowed to do it, providing you do it Lo Haner. Daytime, Lo Haner. Like if you do it, if you forgot to do it on the night of the 13th, 14th, you do it on the day of the 14th with the candle, do it the same thing on the day. You could do it. Whether to make a bracha or not, I don't know. Presumably, yes. He's telling you, if you're going to lose the bracha, obviously he'll tell you not to. But he says that. The Ran himself disagrees with the Balamon. The Ran holds that En Haner Yafel Ibdika Ela Balayla. You know, it's a new Einfall now. This is, I've never heard it. You hear the candle shines better at night, even in a dark room, in daytime, the candle shines less than at night. Did you know that? I also didn't know until I saw it in the Rishonim. Rabbi Rucham brings it. Rabbi Rucham, Rishon Rabbi Rucham, yeah? Talmid of the Rosh. The Ran brings it. Even a bite of fell, perhaps light joins light outside and it becomes stronger, gets a chizuk, I don't know how. I haven't scientifically or checked it on the, whether it's true or not, but it's a chizush. So says the Ran, if you're checking, do not check on the day of the 13th, because En Haneria fell abdika in the daytime. So I thought, if you look at the machlok, it's really, it's applicable to the day of the 13th. What about the night of 13th? The night before? Perhaps the night before, everybody will agree it's fine. No? Huh? Everybody will agree. The Balamo will agree, definitely. He holds even daytime with a candle, you can do it. The Ran holds, nighttime, you're using a candle, it's perfectly effective. It's effective. Hanore enere afeh. So there's no problem. If you do it the night of the 13th, you can make it. Until the Beis Yosef refers you to a Ravan. Ravan was one of the great Rishonim, early Rishonim. And the Ravan says, those people who clean up the houses and perfectly clean, and they're mechaven to check the chometz at the time they clean. Which we all do like that, no? The kitchen is usually well before Pesach, a week before already, all Pesach day, yeah? And we check all our cupboards, we check everything. We mechaven for bdikah. We won't put any food or anything back into the shelf unless we know it's properly clear. And your mecham v'dika, says the Ravan, afal piken, you have to do v'dika again on the night of the 14th. So what's he talking about, the Ravan? The mechavim, it means you had kavanah to do v'dika chometz. The Bach explains that the reason why the Ravan says that, Shloi lechalek ben biu lebiu. They didn't want Shimon to do bdikat one day, Reuven another day, Levi will do another day, and it'll be a shamble. We want the Chazal fixed a certain night for bdikas chometz. And that's it. Shloi lechalek ben biu lebiu, they were told, everybody has to do bdika whatever happens on the night of the 14th, wherever you are in your house, you have to do bdika the 8th, night of the 14th. So according to the Ravan, one helps us to make bdikah not on the day of the 13th, and not on the night of the 13th, Lorana. There's an Indian to do it. Now, this is the Bach's interpretation in the Ravan. However, the Eilat Shabbos and a few other Chronim hold, not like that. Yeah? And according to them, the whole issue of the Ravan was that you didn't do it, you did it daytime. Had you done it nighttime of the 13th, it'd be okay. The Ravan is just being particular, says it's not enough what you do when you check and you but if you do it bechavano to do bdika, and you take a candle and it's at night, it'll be okay. But the maskal of the achronim is to take this theory of shloi lechalek ben biu lebiu and not to do the bdika. But my problem is, so fine, we've concluded that you have to do the night of 14th, like the Bach says, that shloi lechalek ben, and it's based on the, it's mashma from the Ravan like that, yeah? And the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold like that as well, that's the mashma. But my problem is, I'm asking on night of the 14th before Nacht, at the time of Plag Mincha. We can pray Mariv, we can have a Mariv at Plag Mincha, can't we? Rabbi Yehuda says, from Plag Mincha is Laila already. For other mitzvahs, Kiddush, we can make even from Plag. Yeah, apart from Pesach night, Seder night, yeah? Because the Arba Koises belong, the first cup belongs to the Arba Koises. Mariv, we're not particular to pray after Nacht, on the night of Pesach. Only as Sfaradim, we say Hallel. Yeah, we say Hallel on Mariv, yeah? We're privileged with an halal, extra halal. You guys, Ashkenazim say halal every Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, with the brochas. Chassidim say as well. Oh, Hashem. Oh, we're not alone. Yeah. Yeah. There's a whole theory why we say halal. It's not brought down in the Gemara at all to say halal. There's a Tosefta. Tosefta brings a Tosefta. Yeah, a Tosefta which counts Leil Pesach as one of the things, but it's not in our Talmud. And that's what many Yishonim, the Rosh specialist says, no, don't say Baruch Al Halal. The idea is because we're going to split the Halal, at night, and therefore we won't be able to make the first Bracha. So therefore make one in the Shul, a Gansa Halal, and then at least you cover Halal on. If that's the case, you have to make sure you don't marry after Nacht. Anyway, going back to Plag Mincha, because Halal is for the Pesach, Korban Pesach. Halal was a joint to Marav. You can't say Halal independently for Marav, before Kaddish Tiskavah. Yeah? Before the Kaddish Tiskavah, we say. Yeah? It's part of davening. Nowhere Chazal will attack in Halal independently. Yeah? It was attached to davening. Who?
So you say after Marav.
I'm talking about after Marav, before Kaddish Tiskavah.
Yeah,
I'm talking about that, yeah. Okay, I didn't mean Marib. I meant the Halal, which you're making sure should be after Nacht. I'm sorry, if you can work out, maybe 2 minutes before the Salma. Anyway, going back to Plag Mincha. Can someone do Bdikas Chometz at Plag Mincha? Yeah? Seems to be a bit early, and it's not Nacht yet. No one fell Bdika. So, I'd advise a person, start before Plag, and continue when you get to Nacht, make the Brochum. But there is an interesting Ravad, which Ravad says, why did he say Or L'Arba Asar? Why did he say Lel Arba Asar? Says the Ravid, an interesting chiddush. The Ravid says that it says Or to teach you that you should start the bdika whilst it's still daylight, whilst it's still Or. Let's pick a chiddush, massive chiddush, but no one argues with it. The Bezisim quotes it, what? Shagavitire, yeah. Okay, it could be that because it. He didn't say plug. He said, well, it's still daylight, it's not completely night. So it could be already, like we did about Lucas Reyes already, a bit, it says you can light candles, yeah? And because some places in the house is a bit dark. So therefore, yeah, even on Yom Tov, which is before Shabbos, yeah, it's a chona. Yeah, but you can still do it early because it gets a bit dark. So perhaps, whilst it's still a bit light, the lashon of the Ravid is, shelo yitrashel bibdika. He shouldn't become lazy. So start whilst it's still a bit daylight. So perhaps that would be a little makor to say that a person can already start the bdika. I don't want to drag it so far as plag. Yeah, but perhaps there is some cheshkei already you could. It's still daylight to be mekayim what the Ravid says. Which they don't seem to argue with that, yeah? But obviously, preferably, If a person is told, as far as saying the bracha, if you do the bdik on the night of the 13th, we all know there's a machlokes achronim. Even if I'm a farish v'yetzu b'shayora, someone's not going to be in his house on the night of the 14th. He has to do bdik atoch shleishim yom zot gavo. He has to do, and even if he's coming back before Pesach, he has to go from Rosh Hashanah. So does he make a bracha on the bdik? It's a takkamas chazal. It comes to a massive argument amongst the achronim whether to say a bracha on the bdik or not to say a bracha on the bdik. So therefore, we hold suffic brachos lehakel, although the Mishnah Purus says that whoever soimich toch shloishim to make a bracha on the poiskim mishnah you could, yesh lo al mi lismach. You could be soimich, the Mishnah Purus says. But we tend, when it comes to brachos, we tend to be a bit more, more machmeh, yeah? But if you're already doing it at plag mincha, after plag, we can already use the svara of the ravid and allow to make a bracha already before. Obviously, what I'm saying now may not be lemaise. Each one has to ask and look at the halacha himself and just b'derech limud. Going back to b'dikas chometz, there's another issue. What happens if someone is b'dikas chometz al yedei shliach? Some sick people, maybe too ill, they call the grandchildren to come and do b'dika, they call the children to come and do b'dika. So someone else is going to be doing b'dikas chometz on your behalf, or they're not home, and they're asking someone else to do b'dikas chometz. Yeah? Could they make a bracha on their behalf? Could the bala, should the bala bais do the bracha, or should the shliach be the bracha? The Magen Avraham writes that who should make the bracha if you memane a shliach to do bdikas chometz on your behalf? Who should make the bracha? Says the shliach should make the bracha. Questions the Magen Avraham, why should the shliach make a bracha? Has he got a chiv to do bdikas chometz? It's his house. He's got responsibility for this chometz. He's only doing a favor. The bala bais should make a bracha. By the way, the Ben Yishai writes in Hilchos Chanukah that if someone is ill, can't get to the window to light, he should make a bracha and let someone else light. He says, the choyver is in the house. The house is mine. He's doing the lighting. It's a heksha mitzvah like. He's doing the mitzvah, but he's doing for me to pattern my house. So I should make a bracha. And many other choyverim bring it as well. So the Magen Avraham writes, do me the milah. Bris milah. What do we do by the bris milah? The father's got a chiyuv to do bris milah, but who makes the bracha shekideshonu ala milah? Not lachnisa. The moyel makes. Why does the Moyer make a bracha on Bismillah? The Chiv is in the father. So here's the Raya, says the Magen Avraham, that the Shliach makes the bracha because he's doing the action, he's doing the Maaseh, so therefore, he makes the bracha. That's the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah Taki holds the gat, that the Shliach should make the bracha, and not the Meshaleach. The Orach HaShulchan writes exactly the same. Why am I mentioning the Orach HaShulchan? Because the Orach HaShulchan in Lichas Mezuzah, people make Baas is much stronger, it's called Chanukat HaBayit. Whenever someone moves into a new home, inaugurate the house with Dibre Torah, yeah? Sit them down, bring a million of people to learn, and then they put the kriyas and mezuzah, and they bring all the chachma adoy to come and put mezuzahs on the doors. Never mind that each one makes his own bracha, which is time shaila, but says the Orach HaShulchan, mistake, the house is not theirs. The chiyuv of mezuzah is on the household. So the Balabai should make the bracha. No way should we let anyone else apart from the Balabai, as Orach HaShulchan says. We should not let anyone else but the Balabai. Even the biggest Admur, the biggest Rebbe, the biggest Talmid Chacham, don't let him make the, let the Balabai make the bracha, because the chiv is on him. But the question is, you Orach HaShulchan say, Abdichas Chom is the Shliach should make. So you're making a Shliach, let the Shliach make it. No? Good question? I don't know. I'm leaving that as a question for you guys to think about it. But anyway, what? It's not quite the same?
Milah and
Bedikas
Chomas isn't quite the same. Because you're not obliged to do Bedikas Chomas.
Oh, good. The Nayyid of Yehuda answers this raya from the Magen Avraham, from Bris Milah. He says, the Gemara in Kiddushin says that if the father, Aviyah Ben, doesn't do Bris Milah, who's chayav to do it? Beis Din. And the Rambam says, Kol Yisrael, everybody's chayav to do. So that makes sense why Bris Milah the Moel makes. Because once the father's removed himself, so therefore he's got a chiyuv like his father. He's got an inquit chiyuv. It's not because of Shliach. He's got a chiyuv to do Bris Milah. That's Beis Din. Yeah, but it's not such a simple matter. The nafkamina would be if someone come and snatch the mitzvah away from the Moel and do it. Does he have to pay the Moel? Or they have to pay the Aviyah Ben. Yeah, there's a whole machine to a show, running the shach. Yeah, big balagan in this, yeah? But you're right. But the Noyde Buda brings another raya, they should be okay, brings from Truma. It says by Truma that someone who's naked, someone who's Orum, or someone who's Ilem, can't talk, shouldn't take Truma because you're losing on the Brocha. So therefore, there it says you can be Mane Shliach, and obviously you're not there to take Mafish Truma. Mane Shliach, the Gemara thing is, the Shliach is somewhere else. and he does the truma. Had the shliach, if the shliach wouldn't be able to make a bracha, then the Gemara would say, don't make a shliach to a first truma. And the Gemara seems to say you do, so it must be that the shliach makes a bracha, because if you lose the bracha, and Aram and Ilam don't be mafish because they can't make a bracha. So that's an idea of the video, but you get a good chiluk, yeah? But the answer to Aruch HaShulchan is not so clear. The Aruch HaShulchan, very similar situation. It's your house, and he's telling you, do not, no way, let the shliach make the bracha. You're the balabais. Even let the wife, he says. If the husband is not there, let the wife make the bracha, not the shliach. Or the bnei beis, or the children, or the bar mitzvah should make a bracha. Yeah, because the cotton is under bar mitzvah, doesn't make a bracha of the mezuzah, yeah? Because no chayv mezuzah, it's only chinuch. Actually, the cotton can make, but you can't patter. Okay? So, food for thought, and Yishtabakosh and Pesach.